It is Friday, end of the week here. Somehow we made it to the end of the week. I don't know how. Mr. Kiger
staggered our way through.
Mr. Kiger just sauntered in here this morning with another question under his arm. He got it written down. He's got it written down on a napkin. I have no idea.
A lot of those that wind up that way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Please excuse the taco sauce.
I'm having dinner, so I'm going to sit here and think up some trivia questions while I'm at it.
They come like that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Inspiration comes wherever you can find it.
Hey, and by the way, everybody, happy Easter.
Yeah.
Happy Easter this weekend.
Yeah, everybody, have a good Easter.
I'm going to go home and hang out with my mom.
All right. And she's, what, 95?
95.
All right, man.
95 years young.
That's cool.
It is cool. Yeah. My sister will come down from Mount Airy and we'll gather.
All right. Well, maybe she can bring Andy and Barney with her.
Well, could be. And one bullet. Are you going to get a chocolate rabbit?
No.
What?
No.
You're not going to get any marshmallow peeps?
No.
A jelly bean?
No. No, you know, I never eat anything
like that.
Come on,
Bev. Are you going to get Bev something?
Oh, for Easter?
Yeah.
No.
A marshmallow peep?
I might do something, you know. I know you're going to be disappointed if I say no to everything, so I've got to agree to something.
All right, okay. Hey, Heels are hosting BC starting today, and UNC softball on the road at Virginia Tech, so good luck to all of our diamond men and diamond ladies.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with diamond girl by?
Seals and Croft.
Seals and Croft.
Yeah.
We're gonna
glad to have the baseball team back. They've been on the road for series. For like three weekends in a row, I think.
Yep. They could use a sweep. Need a sweep.
Yep.
Chapel Hill locales.
Oh, good. Love
Chapel
these questions.
Hill locales.
Lay it on me.
Who, and we don't necessarily need a name, but whatever this person is, or the title, so to speak, who in Chapel Hill lives the address Quail Hill?
Quail Hill?
Yes.
Hmm.
What official in Chapel Hill lives at the address Quail Hill?
I can guess, but I'm not sure. All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. And, Freddie, what do they win?
They can win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, which is not far from Quail Hill, where they'll be good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Well, Freddie, you want to know who lives on the address Quail Hill?
Yeah.
Will that be the chancellor?
That is correct.
That's just a guess.
That's correct. It's
I didn't
the chancellor.
Know the name of that little street there.
I
know
where the chancellor lives. Yeah, as you start down the hill, the hill from campus,
headed
toward Glen Lennox into Cruisers. It's off to the right just before you get to the big sport, to the administration building and the UNC softball. When I was driving home on Monday night, I thought, oh, yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Quail Hill.
Yeah, it's been 24 years since Quail Hill first became the official residence of the UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor per a Board of Governors policy that requires UNC system chancellors to live in official university residences.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, yeah. It's these days, it's hard to keep up with the chancellor.
No kidding. Although, I like Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, me too.
And I wouldn't mind seeing the interim.
He still has that interim in front of his name.
Taken away and just, yeah. Hey, give the man.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. He's had some tough stuff to deal with already, too.
Hey,
so.
What chancellor hasn't
exactly.
recently?
Lately, yeah. Carol Fulton had a nightmare continuing.
Holden Thorpe?
Yeah, exactly.
Gee, willikers.
Wow. Anyway, thank you very much for the question and
you
the
are
answer.
Very welcome, and perhaps one day I'll see you milling around Quail Hill.
Yeah, who knows? I might be chancellor one day on a very interim basis. Maybe 30 seconds.
Everybody have a great weekend and happy Easter.
You got it.